They said he wasn't coming back ever. They said he was done. He was finished. His days were over. Kevin Hagan is back. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill. It is great to be back home on the Bill King Show.
See, it's just like riding a bike, right? You just get right back up and go.
Well, let's hope so.
Now, here is the initial question. This Alabama team we're about to see reminds you of which previous Nick Saban team, if any?
Oh, that's a tough question, simply because of all the ramifications of the COVID mess. I'm not saying that they're going to go there, Bill, but I see some similarities to the 2017 team, and I see some similarities to the 2009 team. I'm not in any way predicting a national championship for Alabama this year. There's youth here, but there's really great leadership with this team. And obviously last year for Alabama fans was a disastrous season. 11-2, the losses to LSU and Auburn, which right now are Alabama's biggest rivalries by a total of 8 points. Not making the college football playoffs for the first time was really, really painful. And a lot of that was because of a really poor defense that Alabama had, but a lot of that had to do with an injury situation. Alabama found itself, but when the season began last year, we didn't expect to have Shane Lee and Christian Harris as our starting inside linebackers. Christian Harris was an outstanding player, and he was just thrown in the press early. It's a talented team, Bill. It's going to be young on the back end of the secondary there, but it's an extremely talented team. What I find a great comfort in, Bill, I think this could very easily be Alabama's best offensive line since the 2012 season, and I think Steve Sarkisian is going to really lean on the power of this offensive line this year.
A true freshman as listed, at least as a starter, at the Jack linebacker position, Will Anderson. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Will Anderson, just an incredible talent. He has been so disruptive all through fall camp. Whispers among Alabama fans of being a Derek Thomas-like player, and I hate any time we put a label on a player like that. Derek Thomas, in my opinion, greatest defensive player ever at Alabama. Will Anderson, just an uber talented young man, not only gifted, with God given talent, Bill, extreme maturity, maturity to handle himself on and off the field. He's picked up the defense extremely quickly, and this is not a situation of Alabama just had to find a body to play at the Jack linebacker position. Will Anderson Jr. went out there and won the job. And here's the ironic thing: his backup is another true freshman, Drew Sanders from Oklahoma, who himself is an incredibly talented young man, Bill. I cannot wait to see number 31 Will Anderson play on defense tomorrow. I think he's going to be a huge part of and a much improved Alabama pass rush this year.
Here is my number one question, though. What are the plans for Bryce Young, quarterback, freshman?
That's a great question, and unfortunately, Bryce Young is what I call a COVID-19 spring casualty. In Alabama's inability to have spring practice really hurt the young man. I feel confident in saying, had we had a spring practice, I think there's a good chance that Bryce Young could have won the starting position. I'm a big fan of Mac Jones. Mac's going to be the starter, but we're going to see Bryce Young early and often in games this year. I think we'll see him in a series or two in the first half tomorrow against Missouri, and I certainly think if the game goes like we think, that we'll get an opportunity to see him some in the third quarter and a lot in the fourth quarter. He's uber talented. I've had people in the football complex tell me that he is at this point in his career a little ahead of where Tua was, which is kind of a scary thought. But there again, just like I was bragging on Will Anderson, it's not only the God-given talent that he has, but Bryce Young is an extremely mature young man, handles himself on and off the field, and he is dove right in, and he knows the playbook inside and out. So uber-talented young man, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him eventually get on the field tomorrow against Missouri as well.
Can you compare him style of play to, and it doesn't have to be an Alabama quarterback, any quarterback. I think he's, and again, I don't know that he's as good, but I think his style is somewhat like Kyler Murray.
Absolutely. It's not only the ability to throw the ball with pinpoint accuracy, but the ability to run the ball and the stretch plays and to create the havoc that on defenses, like for so many years Alabama, you know, struggled with those type of quarterbacks. It's that ability to just make plays. And the fact, the thing about Bryce Young that's so encouraging was, you know, he put up incredible numbers in high school, but he did so, you know, playing against some of the most elite talent in high school football. So, you know, Bryce Young coming into Alabama, you know, had a lot of accolades on him, and Bill, he has lived up to the billing in practice, in the weight room, in the meeting room. Just an extremely mature and focused young man, and I think he has an absolute incredible future at the University of Alabama.
Kevin Hagan back with us talking Alabama each and every Friday in this time slot, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. As far as the staff is concerned, is there happiness under Coach Saban's tutelage? Is everything settled there, in your opinion?
There is. I mean, that's one of the blessings of this season. Alabama returned all but one of their assistant coaches, the new one, of course, being Freddie Roach, who's been a wonderful addition at the defensive line. Not only for the fact that, you know, Freddie played under Coach Saban, he understands what Coach Saban wants to do, and we've already seen tremendous improvement with him as the new defensive line coach. I was one of many people that, you know, was not happy with the performance of Pete Golding last year, and was a little surprised that Pete back as a defensive coordinator, but he is. But I think the additions and the health of the defense this year will make Pete Golding look like a little bit of a better coach. But all the other coaches coming back, particularly, you know, both sides of the ball, there's tremendous continuity on this staff. They work very well together. And another thing that I want to point out about Freddie Roach, not only what he brings to the, you know, to the field on the defense, the defensive line coach, he's one of those coaches that gets close to the players. He's a coach that the players can come and talk to when they have off the field issues and personal issues. And, you know, in the past, I've talked about in the last couple of years, Alabama really didn't have one of those coaches on the staff, and the program suffered for it. So that is yet another huge addition that I will deal with his addition to the staff. And it's nice having both coordinators back. You know, Steve Sarkisian back as offensive coordinator. That's a real strength for this offense, his familiarity with it. So particularly on the offensive side of the ball, it's great to have them all back.
Tell us about the running back and the numbers at that position.
Oh, it's incredible. On the offensive side of the ball, Alabama just has absolute ridiculous depth at the offensive line, wide receiver, and running back position. And you got Najee Harris coming back for his last year. Najee has improved so much as a football player, but more importantly, matured off the field. And then you've got Brian Robinson, another senior from there in Tuscaloosa Central. Kind of had a down year last year, but I'm a huge Brian Robinson fan. And then you got Trey Sanders, Bill, who, granted, had to sit out last year with a foot injury, and I'm happy to report that the foot has healed, but more importantly, psychologically, he's gotten over that injury, and he trusts the foot, and he's cutting and doing all the things he needs to. But, I mean, as talented as he is right now, he's number three back. And then you've got the two true freshmen, Jason McClellan and Roydale Williams, who've had outstanding fall camp. So that's five incredibly talented running backs that Alabama has. But, you know, as I think about it, there's been so many years when I've thought, wow, Alabama's loaded at the running back position, and, you know, 4 weeks into the season, you look up and a couple of injuries, and before you know it, you know, you've got the number three and four guys starting. But Alabama is extremely blessed with the deep talent at the running back position. And I expect Alabama to run the ball a lot more this year. Like I said, that incredible offensive line. I think you're going to see a lot of, I'm not saying they're not going to be a balanced offense, they're not going to turn into Army and throw the ball two times a game, but I think we're going to see a lot more of a running downhill running game from Alabama this year.
Any other freshmen in the two deep to note other than Will Anderson?
In the secondary, Malachi Moore, who's going to start at the star position, which is Alabama's nickel position, freshman of Hewitt Trussville, had a phenomenal fall camp. And another one that they're not only raving about his athletic ability, but his maturity, the mental ability to pick up the defense as fast as he did. Malachi Moore is going to be a huge part, as well as other true freshman Brian Branch, who's bracketed with him at nickel and could very easily. I don't know how much early in the season Alabama's going to go to their money package, which is their dime package. I think they're going to try to stick with nickel as much as they can. But when they do go to that, it will probably, I think, be Brian Branch. So Malachi Moore and Brian Branch are two players in the secondary that Alabama fans, they're going to become household names pretty quickly, Bill.
their recruiting class started slow, but that was planned because of lack of being able to visit with players and taking it slow when evaluating. Now it's ranked number one in the nation. What's left? Is there anything they're waiting on as far as a player who's got high notoriety?
They're kind of playing it close to the vest on how they're going to close out this class. I think they would certainly like to add another wide receiver. I think they would like to add another linebacker. But Coach Saban's playing it close to the vest on how he plans to close out this class. The overwhelming thing that blows me away about this class is the incredible talent that Alabama is bringing in on the offensive line. On paper, it's clearly the most talented offensive line class coming in Alabama history with the Brock Meyer brothers and J.C. Latham, and Terrence Ferguson. I mean, just an incredible offensive line class of talent coming in, which was kind of funny because when Alabama named Kyle Flood the offensive line coach, the former Rutgers coach a couple years ago, a lot of Alabama fans were worried about the hire and they were worried about his ability, to recruit to the offensive line, and that's obviously not the case. It's an incredible class of offensive line players coming in. And I'll tell you, Bill, the commitment from Ja'Cory Brooks, the wide receiver that they have out of IMG Academy from Miami, Florida. You just drool when you watch his film, Bill. I cannot wait to see that young man step on the campus for Alabama and be on the receiving end of Bryce Young passes.
Got a question from Jeff, too. Says, ask Kevin about the health of Coach Sark. He had major surgery earlier this year. We haven't heard much about it. He says, I'm guessing no news is good news.
Yeah, no news is good news. They discovered an issue that he had minor surgery for. He's completely recovered. And other positive news, I noticed in the media guy, Coach Carson, since last season, has gotten married. So things are going well in his world, and he's certainly excited to play with all the many toys that he has in his offensive playbook for this year. His toy chest is pretty deep, Bill. He basically has FAO shorts to play with at the skill position for Alabama, and Sark kind of flirted with the Mississippi State job, but I can tell you he's extremely happy to be back. He has a wonderful working relationship with Coach Saban, and Coach Saban thinks very, very highly of Coach Sarkisian.
Kevin, speak for everybody here. Good to have you back, sir.
It's an honor to be back. Thank you to everyone who stayed in touch with me while I was gone for the 8 months. And, Bill, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to return to the show, to work with you and the best producer in the business, Crazy Charlie. It's just an honor to be back to the show. This show, as you know, means so much to me.
Kevin, see you next Friday.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. As always, Roll Tide.